see opportunities for those types of plays against these guys?
Yeah, we do see opportunity. It's just about execution. You know, whenever we have those opportunities, been able to make those plays and been able to pick up the yards and first downs.
Just playing the way you did last week, get them thinking short, and maybe you can double them up.
You know, you don't know.
Yeah,
you know, that's
going to work in your favor.
I don't know. You know, we don't know how they're going to come out and how they're going to try to play us. You know, we don't know if they're going to give up things underneath or, you know, sit on things short and allow us the opportunity to go over top. So, you know, you just got to be prepared for it and game plan for different situations.
Randall, does Ty's success playing back in the backfield, running back like that, does it free you up more to concentrate more on the receiving?
Yeah, definitely. I think it allows us all to be freed up in different ways. The more guys that we have making plays, the more opportunities we're able to spread the ball around, I think it opens up everybody.
It didn't open up Jordy necessarily in that last game. Do you anticipate that happening again?
He was open. He was open. You know, it's just the flow of the game sometimes. You know, you never know how many you're going to get. That's why you make the most of the opportunity that you do get. You know, sometimes it's 10, sometimes it's 2. You just have to be prepared for whatever and continue to go out and do your job.
How difficult is it for your offense to continue to keep going without Lacy, without Starks, and just kind of plugging in with Montgomery back there?
I mean, it's difficult. You know, you got to play to what you have. You never know what's going to happen. You know, who's going to be in, who's not. So you just have to be prepared for it and play to your strength and do what you can to do your job.
You tip your hat to Ty. Here's a guy, receiver, taking the pound. I mean, you played. I mean, obviously, you tip the hat that he's taking a little bit more pounding and playing that running back position.
I mean, he has it. He has the ability. You know, he's a very versatile player. He's a big guy. I think they called him a bigger version of me. So, you know, he's able to take a little bit more of the pounding than I am. So, you know, he's definitely something special to our offense. And, you know, being able to use him in different ways is big for us.
How difficult is it for your offense to go in that dome? I mean, I know they're going to scrap it after this season. How loud is it getting? What do you guys have to do with the offense to be successful?
It's always hard going in domes, you know, with communication, with how loud it is. So it's definitely going to be very important for us to be on cue with all our communication, all our signals, all our nonverbal communication and, you know, making sure that we're talking and communicating on the sideline on different things that we see so we can get things ran.
Randall, you put on a little more muscle weight to better take some of the pounding. How has that worked for you so far?
It's been great. I definitely can feel the difference.
You know the situation of the running backs down there. Do you feel like it's up to this group? I'm going to include Ty in your group for this. Do you feel like it's up to you guys to kind of carry the load until the running back gets
we feel that way always. You know, we feel like you know, as a group, we feel like the team goes through us. So, you know, I think whenever we play at a high level, it allows the team to play at a high level. So you know, we all feed off each other, and that's not anything on the running backs or anything on the other offensive line or anybody else and on our team. It's just like that's just the mentality you have to have as a group. So, you know, we try to bring that every day, and we try to stress that you know, we got to make the plays when we're given those opportunities. It's not about, you know, what plays are being ran. It's all about the execution and all about making the plays when those opportunities present themselves.
Is that something that you guys embrace? It's really up to you guys to get this offense coming?
Yeah, I mean, that's what we've always talked about.
With a high-scoring team on the other side, just explain the premium of cashing in opportunities, which has not been easy all season for you guys in the red zone. But
yeah,
that's a premium this week.
That's huge. It's huge every week. That's something that we go out and set for to capitalize on those opportunities when we're in the red zone. It's definitely obviously going to be huge for us this week. You know, you never know what happens with the flow of the game. You know, we expect our defense to hold them to a low number of points, but we also expect ourselves to, you know, put touchdowns on the board whenever we have those drives.
I know you guys are never lacking for confidence, but just talking to you, it seems like there's a different vibe here coming up the Chicago game, or am I misreading that, do you think?
No, I think it's a different vibe from you all. You know, you I think you all look at us a little differently, but nothing. We stay steady, you know, regardless of how high, you know, things may sound in the media or how low they may sound in the media. We try to stay consistent with the level that we're at and always try to play to the level we know we can.